Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Last week, the Michigan Department of Transportation, along with the states of Indiana and Illinois, presented a proposal for passenger rail improvements on the Detroit to Chicago line. When running on time, the Wolverine line takes riders from the Motor City to the Windy City in about 5.5 hours. New plans hope to cut travel time considerably and increase ridership significantly. I spoke with MDOT spokesman Michael Frizzell by phone yesterday. He told me about new plans for the old line and began with what's happening outside of Michigan.
Illinois is currently investing in improvements on their rail line. They've been working to bring track on the corridor between Chicago and St. Louis up to 110 mile an hour. Michigan has pioneered that with our corridor, actually Amtrak's corridor from Kalamazoo to Porter, Indiana already runs at 110 in places, and the state of Michigan bought the line from Dearborn to Kalamazoo to connect with that, and we're working on bringing that to 110 miles an hour.
We're talking with Michael Frizzell, spokesperson at the Michigan Department of Transportation. We're talking about possible upgrades to high-speed rail service between Detroit and Chicago. Why would you say that these upgrades are needed?
Well, the population in Michigan is always going to increase. People are interested in passenger rail. Ridership has been increasing each year on the line. At currently 500,000 people use the line in a given year, and we anticipate that ridership to go up to at least 2 million people by 2035. And right now, we run into problems in the area called South of the Lake. That's from Porter, Indiana to Chicago, where there is a lot of freight traffic. And this is what this study is going to help deal with.
And is the congestion of driving to Chicago, I mean, that's always been problematic. That's been problematic for decades here. Do you project ridership on trains to go up in part because of that?
Yes, they do. There's numerous reasons why people take the train. Number one, they want to beat the congestion around Chicago. Number two, the cost of driving a car to Chicago can get expensive, especially when you're factoring in parking for several days. You have to use the tollways, gasoline. Now, I know now as the prices have gone down in places below $3 a gallon, but you know that could go up. And people just like to sit back and relax, too. We have a lot of students that may not have a car that are using the train. You have people that, now that there's Wi-Fi on the train, they just want to sit back, relax, and use the Wi-Fi.
Now, there's a no-build option in play here, too. There is a possibility that nothing may come of this? Is that possible?
Well, if the study shows that there is no money or there's no interest in doing it, yes, there is a no-build option. But we are hoping that we can, once the study is complete, that we can get some interest in upgrading the line.
When will the study be complete?
The comment period for the study ends in December 19th, and we're hoping that we can get a final draft done in spring of 2015.
Michael Frizzell is our guest. He's a spokesperson for the Michigan Department of Transportation. We're talking about potential upgrades to passenger rail service between Detroit and Chicago. There are a couple of different build scenarios there. You talked about the no-build possibility, but there are several options in terms of moving forward on a build scenario. What are the, just in large terms, what are the differences there?
Okay. What we're going to talk about is along the south of the lake. Again, going back, that's Porter to Chicago Union Station. This is where a lot of the freight congestion is occurring. And we have four options that we have outlined in the study. And those will utilize either utility routes owned by, for instance, ComEd, or using freight routes that may not be as used heavily by freight trains, or adding track to the existing freight route. So there's different options that I welcome the public to take a look at and explore, but we have outlined four of those options in the study.
Talk to us about what's called next generation train service. Would this project potentially include that?
The next generation train cars that are coming out is actually part of a joint procurement with the states of Illinois, California, and Indiana to get equipment for regional service. That's already being done right now. Equipment is being built, and we're hoping to have that delivered in the next couple of years to the states. And these cars are going to consist of bi-level cars that can go up to 110 miles an hour, and we'll probably run six car sets with these, which will comprise of about a seating for about 463 people.
Hmm. Now, is 110 going to be the top speed for a while to come, or is there a possibility of going even faster?
Well, for now, 110 is what we're looking at. We're calling this accelerated rail, not high-speed rail. A lot of people term high-speed rail as trains going above 200 miles an hour, which is common in Europe, China, and Japan. But for now, we're looking at 110 to get us going faster, which, by all means, could reduce the travel time between Detroit and Chicago by 2 hours.
Making it what?
Making it about a 3 hour and 46 minute trip.
Hmm. And how many times a day could this route run?
Well, right now the trains currently run with 3 round trips daily between Chicago and Pontiac. The future could hold that where there could be up to 10 round trips between Detroit and Chicago.
And I know there's a number of, how many stops are you looking at here on that possible run? How many stations might you...
About 15.
About 15.
Yes.
And are there other, infrastructure possibilities, I take it here, too? New track, new signals, that kind of thing?
That's currently being done on the line between Kalamazoo and Dearborn. There's added track being done so that we can have passing track to accommodate more trains, faster trains, new signaling system, because the trains have to have in-cab signaling. You know, typically what trains have are signals on the that they see track side, but they'll also have it on the inside so they can constantly see what the indication is, upgraded grade crossings, and what we call curve modifications, where we adjust the curves so that the trains can take the speed a little faster.
Will the stations be undergoing upgrades then?
Currently being done right now.
Yeah.
We just had a new station opened up last month in Troy, and Dearborn is going to open up in December 15th. That's going to be a beautiful station. We're also looking at doing platform upgrades, walkways to connect if there's multiple tracks, walkways over the tracks for safety, and various other ADA requirements so that the platforms are high enough to get onto the train.
And talk to us a little bit about the presentations last week. I mean, you referred to a gathering in Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. What transpired at these gatherings?
Well, this is a public hearing where people could come in and voice their comments on the study. And people have been very supportive of this. We've had about 40 people at each of these hearings, and people have given feedback about where they want the trains to go in Indiana. Some people like the trains currently running along the Lake Michigan shoreline. And then some people were interested in having more trains so that it would be convenient for them to get to Chicago. There were also people talking about having connectivity to airports.
And what are the next steps? Where do we go after December 19th and this public comment period ends?
Well, we're going to take the comments of the group of people from the states that have been working from the various DOTs. We'll get together and work with the federal government, the Federal Railroad Administration, to come together with a final decision on which routing they want to take. And then we will issue a final report in the spring of 2015.
Do you hear much resistance at these meetings? I mean, you've alluded to quite a bit of support, but is there any pointed resistance to upgrading these lines?
I haven't heard any resistance. The only concerns that we've heard are people that live along the route. They were concerned about noise and vibrations of the trains, and we want to work with folks to make sure there isn't that much noise accompanying these trains, and they're going to go through fast and not make a lot of noise for them. But we had one guy, remember, he lived in the Dearborn area, and he was concerned about added noise, but he said, on the other hand, he conducts a lot of business in Chicago and was excited that he could get to Chicago faster.
Hmm. I seem to remember in the online description of this larger program that also, can communities apply for to be quiet zones or something similar to that?
Yes, that's a great question. Quiet zones encompass the ability to apply for with the federal government, Federal Railroad Administration, to have trains go through without blowing their horn. And that will include better crossing signal technology and making sure that trains are at certain times are not going to blow their horn unless there is an emergency. You know, if somebody's on the track or there's a car or anything where they feel there's a concern, they will blow the horn. But communities can apply for that.
Michael Frizzell's been our guest. He's a spokesperson at the Michigan Department of Transportation. We've been discussing possible upgrades to a passenger rail service from Detroit and Pontiac all the way to Union Station in Chicago. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.